Miracles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Part 19. Today we talk about how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba certain things with regards matters that they had no knowledge of. One example, when Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, had passed on. In those days there was no internet, there was no telephone, there was no WhatsApp, there was no fax or anything to communicate. If people passed away in distant lands, the news would reach weeks later, if not months later, because of the way communication took place. Yet instantly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them that Najashi had passed away. And they performed Salatul Janaza in absentia for him. Another example is when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent the Sahaba on the expedition of Muta. He told them that your leader is Zayd bin Haritha. If something happens to him, Ja'far bin Abi Talib. If something happens to him, Abdullah bin Rawaha. If something happens to him, then you choose. And exactly as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had stipulated it, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu was martyred first. Then Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was martyred. He lost both his arms and he still tried to carry the flag. That's why he will be granted these two wings to fly in Jannah. Abdullah bin Rawaha, the poet, and after he was killed, then Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu had reached and he took over and he was able to push back the enemy. So the first miracle was that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was able to structure it in such a way that exactly as he structured it, that's how it transpired. And the second thing is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as things were unfolding on the battlefield, there was no video, there was no live streaming. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was telling Sahaba in the masjid that Zayd bin Haritha has been martyred, and tears were flowing down his eyes. Now Ja'far, my cousin, has been martyred. Now Abdullah bin Rawaha has been martyred. Now Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu has arrived. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them about the proceedings unfolding. In other narrations it's mentioned that after that he even went to the home of Ja'far bin Abi Talib. So this was the power that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that at certain times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could tell Sahaba things which no one could ordinarily know. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.